Okay. We have more speakers from Peaches and Hot Sauce. Coming up next, Carly Garber.
Hi. So recently I went to my mom's house, which is really close by, and I looked through all of her crap that is like from when I'm a kid, and I found a diary that I had when I was like in third or fourth grade. And it says confidential on the front, and then there's a giant picture of myself. And as I was reading the stories, I was realizing that it's much more embarrassing as an adult to reread what you were thinking and feeling and writing, having taken the time to write about at that age. And so I wrote myself a few responses to my diary entries, and I'm going to read them for you now. And sorry if I don't look at you because they're all on my phone. All right. Dear Carly, this is in response to a diary entry wrote November 2nd, 1999, titled Drugs Are Bad. First off, I'd like to clarify that marijuana is spelled M-A-R-I-J-U-A-N-A, not M-A-R-A-J-E-W-A-N-A. Second, it seems as though you're not the best speller in your fourth grade class, as you may have thought, and maybe you should have been a little less cocky that year. I'd also like to point out you're being a huge hypocrite. Yes, I know it was a bit shocking to find out your best friend Kevin's older brother Zach smokes weed on the reg. But why you're just a mere 4 ways from trying it, 4 years away from trying it yourself. The first of many times, I might add. And let's be honest, you won't even do it with much dignity either. Your friend John will ask you if you're going to toke up or not, dude. And you'll immediately cave in the light peer pressure. You'll pretend to inhale from a makeshift pipe that's actually just a hollowed-out pen. And you'll do it on a playground. The irony of being in such a childlike setting while doing a drug won't even faze you remotely. And you'll go on your merry way pretending to be so stoned, dude, for the next 2 hours. And honestly, I think on the page a huge drawing of a joint with an X in front of it and a no-smoking sign is a bit much. I'll argue you should be a bit more concerned when Kevin shows you his brother's secret porn stash. With love and concern, yourself in 15 years. Dear Carly, this is in response to a diary entry you wrote, dated January 26, 2001, titled With Just Three Drawn-Out Hearts. I hate to break this to you, but Scott L. doesn't have a crush on you. Nor will he ever. Furthermore, you're embarrassing yourself every time you tell a new girl in the fifth grade class because secretly one of them is telling him and he's made it his business to stay far away from you. Sure, your best friend Natalie said he looked sympathetic when he found out you vomited all over the girl's bathroom after eating bad cheese. But who wouldn't? And I know he's cute right now with his blonde hair spiked up with gel in the front like Ricky Martin, but one day you'll end up going to the same college, and he'll be nothing more than a beer-bellied business student, and Ricky Martin will be happily homosexual. Maybe you should pay more attention to the soft-spoken computer nerd, Mitch C., who sits in the back, or the short, chubby Micah B., who will one day attend rabbinical school. Boy, wouldn't that make your mother happy. If there's one thing you should take away from this, it's that your best friend Natalie came up with a brilliant little tune to your crush on Scott L. that will forever be stuck in your head, even as an adult. And it goes like this. Washington, Washington Avenue. Carly moved there and her dreams come true. Across the street from you-know-who. Washington, Washington Avenue. Hoping you take my advice yourself in 14 years. Dear Carly, this is in response to a diary entry you wrote dated December 2nd, 2004, titled, I Hate Everything. I would first advise you to stop crying on the pages because the pen has smeared, although I'm sure you're just doing it for the dramatic effect. Yeah. Well, I know you're doing it for the dramatic effect, and you should stop because it's super obnoxious. Second, I want to tell you that one day your bat mitzvah won't matter at all, not even the ugly t-shirts your mom ordered in extra, extra large for all of your friends. Be excited you chose an original theme of SNL, Live with Carly at Saturday Night. I'm sorry your mom can't afford to have more friends invited, but let's be honest, did you really have more to invite? You should be much more worried that your best friend is dating your crush, and you'll find out during a slow dance with your friend Christian. He'll look you right in the eye and say, Carly, I can't lie to you on your bat mitzvah. John and Natalie are dating. It'll feel like someone hit your stomach with a hammer, but know that one day Natalie will still be your best friend, and John will be balding and married with 2 children. But mostly know that you'll never see a dime of any of that money everyone gave you because it went to paying for the party. You'll resent your mother for that until further notice. with love and sadness, yourself in 11 years. Thank you.
Thank you, Carly. I don't suppose you want to, like, let us upload the actual diary entries. All right.
I'll scan them.
Yeah, at least the cover. I just want to see the cover, confidential. Yeah.